Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Today is June the 4th, 2011. We are live on Bible Storyland this morning. Let's rejoice and honor the King of Kings, for he is worthy of all praise and all glory. Let's pray this morning. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, and for your favor. And Father, we thank you for the favor that you have upon our lives, oh Father God. Father, we repent before you for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God, against your children, Father God, against ourselves. Forgive us, oh God. And Father, we are so grateful that you join us every Saturday morning on Bible Storyland. We are so happy, Father, when you show up. We cannot do anything without you. We can't move, we can't breathe, we can't even have our well-being without you. So we thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Father God, for families this morning. I lift up each and every family this morning on Bible Storyland and those that they represent. I also lift up families all over the world, Lord God, because families, Father God, are important to you, fathers and mothers and children, Father God, and relatives, aunts and grandmothers. They're all important to you. You created all of us in your image, and what a mighty image you have. And, Father, we're so grateful that you chose us to be your very elect children, that you chose us to serve you, to honor you, to give you glory. We're so grateful, Father God, that you think enough of us, that you keep us in your thoughts daily, Father God. You even keep us in the palm of your hand. What a mighty palm you have. And, Father, we're so grateful that you love us. And, Father, what the first and great commandment is that we love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And so, Father, help us in those areas where we're weak to come up to where you want us to be, oh God. We can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth us. And Father, I lift up those people in disaster areas who've suffered from tsunamis and hurricanes and tornadoes and all kinds of storms, even the storms of life that come through illness, through lack of different things, oh Father God. Help us, oh Father God, to be overcomers, to be victorious in every area of our lives. But, Father, we're asking you to show us how to be victorious, Father God. So, Father, I lift up seniors today. We're honoring the seniors, the people with the gray hair, the hoary-haired people. We're honoring them this morning, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the longevity that you have given the hoary-headed people, Father God, the longevity, the strength that you put in their bodies, oh, Father God, over the years. Father God, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you have delivered them out of them all. So I thank you for being a great and mighty deliverer. And we welcome you, Father God, on Bible Storyland this morning. And we come with grateful hearts and we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. We're so grateful, Father God. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we thank you for creating seniors in your own image, oh God. We bless you for seniors this morning. We bless you, Father God, because you are great. You are greatly to be praised. We honor you this morning as the mighty King, the mighty God. And have your way on Bible Storyland. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We honor those with the hoary heads, the gray-headed people this morning, those who have lived through the storms of life, those who've earned their place in life, especially those that know their God, the God of their salvation. We honor you this morning, for truly you are wise people. Truly you've learned to depend upon God. So this morning, Karen is going to honor us with a song. Ready, Karen?
I am going to do Amazing Grace.
All right, thank the Lord.
And here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm shouting hallelujah. Amazing. His grace is amazing. We can't do anything without God's grace. We need his grace, his favor upon our lives. And we just thank Father God. I thank you, Karen, for that wonderful song, Amazing Grace. Well, this morning I want to tell you that my Aunt Mildred is out of the hospital, the mighty Mildred. God has strengthened her body. She's still resting. But I want to dedicate a song to my Aunt Mildred this morning. So I thank God for her.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Hold on. No, I'm waiting for the song to come up. Hold on 1 second, please.
Oh.
We're here. Just waiting for that song for my Aunt Mildred this morning.
What happened? Ever heaven watch me service? And they ask for space, especially for the senior citizens to testify. And one old lady, about 82 years old, got up. She said, all I want to tell y'all tonight is that I've been running for Jesus over 50 some odd years. This is what she said. Started from the Lord would be. Well, I don't believe you bring me this far and just leave me. I'm going to say it one more time. I don't feel no waste time. Thank you for the key.
Didn't bring us this far to leave us. He's always with us. He promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. So that song is dedicated to my Aunt Mildred. And as I said earlier, she's doing better. She's out of the hospital. She's regaining her strength. So just keep her in prayer. And I thank you for your prayers for her, because when we pray, it makes a difference. Prayers do work. So this morning I want to tell you about a great psalm in the Word of God. You know, David was a great, great writer, and he could write. He wrote many, many psalms. Not only could David write, but David also prayed before the Father. He could pray and he could write psalms. You know, and he was a warrior, and he knew what he needed to do to win every battle. He won the battle of when he killed the lion, the bear, and the giant. When you have giants in your life, it may be illness, whatever giant you have in your life. It may be lack of something, whatever giant you have in your life. We can, you know, go to the Good Shepherd. So this morning, I want to read this to you. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness, his mercy, shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, Psalms 23 is one of those famous psalms. And it tells us without a shepherd, we wouldn't know what to do. We need our shepherd, who is our God. He gives us direction and tells us which way to go. We would be lost without him. We don't need anything. We might want some things or desire some things, but our shepherd takes care of all of our needs. We are blessed to be in America. We live in a land of green pastures. When we look around, we can see all of God's great creation. We can see the green plants, the flowers, the trees, the grass, everything green. He created it. He even guides us beside still waters. We can rest in him. We can rest in him. You know, when you're walking around fretting about something, you just fretting and you know, all of a sudden it comes to you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We don't have to fret about anything. We can just rest in his presence. When we get weary, just rest. You know, from the bumps and bruises of life, he restores our soul. Sometimes our soul is just disturbed. Maybe about our children, maybe about our finances, maybe we're not well. But whatever it is, he renews our soul. He helps us, and he helps us, and he gives us more energy, ready for the next thing that comes up. He leads us into right living. You know, righteousness means right living. We can't live without him, and we need to live right and holy before God every day. Sometimes, you know, we take God for granted. When we're not getting the rod against us, we just say, oh, well, you know, we could get away with this, we could get away with that, but that's not so. We need to be on the right path, holy living daily. When life bids us the wrong way, our shepherd will use the rod of correction to lead us back on his path, a path that leads to everlasting life, off the path of destruction, for his name's sake. After all, this life was given to us for his purpose. This is our life, but it's for his purpose. Sometimes we may wonder, well, why did God put us here? For his purposes. So when we say, Lord, why am I here? What is it you want of me? What is it you would like for me to do? This is his life. He breathes the breath into us every day. So he has the right to use us the way he sees fit. And I tell you what, when we do it our way, you know it doesn't work. But when we do it God's way, it works. So I thank God this morning for each of you. I thank God for you calling in to Bible Storyland this morning. Even if we come close to death in the storms of life because we trust in the great shepherd, we will not fear. He holds us in the palm of his holy hand. And that's a big palm. And guess what? He don't let us fall out of it. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Family and friends come and go, but our shepherd will guide us through eternity. When he corrects us with the rod and staff, it gives us comfort, not always right then, but later. You know, when you use the rod of correction on your children, it hurts them and it hurts you. But later on, it brings comfort to know that it saved our lives and it'll save your children's lives. He prepares a huge feast like a banquet for us while our enemies that hate us, you know, those that hate us, they just watch and they can see the amazing things that God is doing in our lives. God brought us out the muck and the mire. He put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto him. Then he anoints our head with oil. And guess what? Our cup runs over. It's full. A superabundant supply is provided by our shepherd when we allow him to lead us in paths of righteousness. Think about when you were a child and what you had. Maybe nearly, you know, not nearly enough. But just think about how much you have now and how much you've gained spiritually as well as naturally. Just think about what will follow you through the rest of your life, goodness and mercy, which comes from our shepherd. Not just one day, one week, or one year, but goodness and mercy will follow us all the days. That's every day we live. And the greatest part is that we get to live in the house of the Lord through eternity, forever and ever. And guess what? We get to gaze upon his beauty because he is beautiful. And we get to gaze upon his beauty, not every day, but through eternity. Our life, you know, God has given us a great life. He's given his people great lives. Sometimes, you know, we get pity partying. But when we think about the goodness of God, we think about how much he's done for us, we can just shout and say, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you. When you look back over your life and you say, thank you, Lord, you brought me through this, you brought me through that without you. And even when we were sinning against the Most High God, don't you know he was right with us? And he brought us through even those things when we rebelled against him. And trust me, we've all rebelled against him, even when we, you know, think that we all that, but we still rebelled against him. So we have to ask forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. I didn't know it was your way. Forgive me. I rebelled against that because I didn't know it was from you. So we have to ask his forgiveness. But guess what? He's merciful and he's quick to forgive. And guess what? Soon as he forgives us, he has forgotten it. He's not like us. You know, we come back and say, remember in 1959 you did this. Remember in 1999 you did that to me. You know, we hold those things, but we got to learn to let them go. I have had to learn to let go and let God teach me how to forgive and forget like him. I want to be more like him. I don't know about you, but I'm striving. I don't want to live my life in vain. I'm trying to live more like God. And this morning, today, I want to honor another great woman of God whom God has called onto glory. Her name is Louise Luke, and she was like a mother to me. She passed away this past Wednesday, early in the morning. God took her on, and I thank God for her family who just took very good care of her. And over 20 years, she and I were friends. She's like a mother. You know, she was a very loving and a very kind person. When I moved to Jacksonville from New Orleans out of Katrina, she helped me get an apartment, and she gave me, you know, just about, you know, she gave me so many things that I needed there. She showed much love to me. Sometimes I'd hear a knock at the door, and she said, I came to bring you this ironing board. And she was an older woman. When she died, she was in her 90s, possibly about 92 or 93. But I will always remember the love that she had for me. So Karen Itell is going to play a song, and we're going to dedicate it to Miss Luke's family this morning.
Okay, here I go. It's going to be glory, glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Karen, I appreciate that so much. This song I'm also dedicating to Miss Luke and to her family. It is well with my soul. In peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever that song to Miss Luke and to her family this morning, and I ask the Lord to comfort them and strengthen them, and the Lord is with that family this morning, and no one can comfort like God can comfort. All right, this morning we have another great woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She is a missionary to Ghana, Africa. She has pastored in a church in New York for over 30 years. Her name is Mother Mother Louise Henry. Good morning, Mother Henry.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am blessed, thank God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
She's going to bring us the Word of God this morning, so we're listening, Mother Henry. We're ready.
Yeah. I greet you in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the Righteous. And I thank Minister Caritha for allowing me to be on today on the Bible Story Land. It is a privilege. And thinking about seniors, I'm one myself. And I'd like to talk about the joy of growing old, or why life begins. They said 46, some said 50, some said 55. You ask people how they feel about getting old, and they will probably reply in the same vein as Maurice Chevalier. Old age isn't so bad when you consider the alternatives. Stiffening joints, weakening muscles, fading eyesight, and the clouding memory, coupled with the modern world careless contempt for the old, seems a fearful prospect. But then death, but not much. Yet mankind is wrong to dread aging. Life is not a long, slow decline from sunset uplands toward the valley of death. It is rather a U-turn. After 30 years on one job, I retired. And many people ask me how I feel since I retired. I tell them I just refired. God has a plan and a purpose for every life. In reading the book of Genesis, in the 17th chapter, we read that beginning at the first verse, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, for I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell to his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. And they're skipping down to the 15th verse. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. I will bless her and give her a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be her. I thank God, because God still uses old people. The Bible says Abraham was 99, and Sarah was 89. And there will come a joy out of growing old. I want to encourage the older people that God keeps his promises. Sarah was a very beautiful woman, but she was barren. And Abraham was an old man that God said he was his friend. And at the age of 99, God covenant with him. I just want to tell you, beloved, that God keeps his promises. God keeps his word. Many of you may have had messages from God, or maybe God has spoken to you, or maybe you had got a prophecy that certain things would happen in your life. And now in the evening of the life, you have given up. You lost faith. You have not seen it come to pass. But with Abraham, he said to the Lord, shall a man have a child at 100 years old? He laughed when it says Sarah, who was a barren woman, had never had a child, though she was Abraham's wife and beautiful. I want to tell you, seniors, that God can use older people. So God performed his word. We know the story that Abraham at 100 years old and Sarah at 90, God gave them that promised seed, Isaac. And if you have been looking to God for things that you know he told you he was going to do, but now in the evening of your life, you're giving up. You lost faith. You got discouraged. But I come to encourage you to don't give up. Hold on. If he could do it for Abraham at 100 years old and Sarah at 90, he can do it for you. And one thing, I feel sometimes so forlorn because they overlook the seniors. Many places I go have them ministering over almost 70 years. They overlook you. But don't give up. I have found joy in going old. And remember today that God keeps covenant. God will keep his word. He has promised you. It has been prophesied to you that God is going to bless you in a certain way, then you hold on to it. I'm encouraging you to keep the faith. Don't give up. Don't say, well, I'm old now and it can't happen. It happened to Abraham. It happened to Sarah. And it can happen to you. On this senior day, I just want to encourage the seniors to hold on because you can find joy in growing old. God keeps his word. May God bless you is my prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Woo, thank you, Mother Henry. That was awesome. Growing old and loving it. She said she retired, but God refired her. He gave her more strength in her older years to still keep on keeping on. God still uses older people, she said. So don't give up. Whatever he's promised you is coming forth. Thank you so much, Mother Henry. That was awesome. She talked about Abraham and Sarah when they were older and they, you know, tried to help God, but we can't help him. We got to just wait on the Lord. Be still and know that he is God. Wait on him.
Amen.
Now we have another great woman of God, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. God has gifted her with the voice of song. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Right. You ready to give us that wonderful song?
Yes. Yes, I am. When you asked me to sing the song, I told you I didn't know all of the words. Well, I didn't know all of the words, but I'm going to do this song the way I feel it.
Amen, amen. It's a beautiful song, too.
All right. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some bad days and some sleepless nights. But he has been so good to me. He's been good to me, more than this old world could ever be. And I won't complain. And sometimes the clouds may roll. I can hardly see the road. Then I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he has been so good to me. Lord, you've been good to me. More than this old world or anyone could ever be. And I thank you, Lord. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. I thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. But oh, but when I look around, Lord, and I think things over, then all of my good days outweigh my bad days. Then I won't complain, 'cause he has been so good to me. Lord, he's been good to me. More than this whole world or my mother, my father could ever be. And I thank you, Lord. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. And I thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. Amen.
Amen, amen. Woo, I won't complain, because you know what? He has been better to me than I've been to myself.
He yes,
knows
he has.
How to be. I don't even know how to treat myself sometimes, but God knows. And he loves us, and I won't complain. Lord, forgive me for when I complain, because you've been so good.
Oh.
I thank God this morning. As I said earlier, my Aunt Mildred is getting much stronger, and we played that wonderful song for Aunt Mildred. It was her favorite song. So I thank God that God is continually strengthening her, so we're going to continually lift her up in prayer, and I thank God. As we study the Word of God, the Holy Bible, we learn a lot from the study of men and women of God. Today I want to share with you a little bit about a great man of God who was a king of Judah. His name was Hezekiah, and he was king of Judah. You can find that story in 2 Kings 16:20, 2 Kings 18:9, 2 Kings 19:3. 2 Kings 21, verse 1, verse 10, and verse 21. He had four crises in his life. And, you know, sometimes we have crises in our life. Things come up and we go like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? And seniors, you know what I'm talking about, because you've had many crises in your life. And maybe you got in a car wreck, or maybe you were ill. Maybe something, you know, maybe happened in your family. Those are crises. Well, Hezekiah had four of them. His first crisis was a crisis of choice. He chose to forsake the idol gods of his father, Ahaziah, and purged the kingdom of idolatry. You know, his father didn't obey God. He had idol gods. But Hezekiah turned to God. And he followed God's way. Now, his second crisis was a crisis of invasion. He prayed, and God delivered him out of that invasion. You know, prayer is the key. It's the answer. We pray, answers. His third crisis was a crisis of sickness. Obedience furnished him a foundation for prayer and healing. You know, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And, you know, himself learned obedience through the things he suffered. And sometimes we're suffering, we don't know why, but I tell you what, it draws us closer to the Most High God. It draws us closer to our Father.
Yes,
now, the last crisis he had was a crisis of prosperity. It manifested in pride, and he displayed his treasure to the ungodly. Hezekiah was a great man. He was the son of King Ahaz. And he was the daughter of a prophet. And Hezekiah was 25 years old when he inherited the throne. He reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. from about 715 to 687 BCE. Hezekiah was one of four godly kings of Judah, the southern kingdom. The other good kings were Asa, Jehoshaphat, and Josiah. We studied about Josiah a few weeks ago, how when he was 8 years old, he was a child and he became king. Hezekiah called the priests and the Levites to order them, and he ordered them to purify the defiled temple, to begin repairs in the temple and to remove all the idols from the sanctuary. It took them just 16 days to clean up the temple. When the idols were removed, Hezekiah restored proper sacrifice and worship unto God. You know, sometimes we have to get some things removed from our lives before we can properly worship God. But when we do, we can worship him again in spirit and in truth. He's a good God. He's so merciful. Hezekiah is credited also with restitution, reinstituting proper worship, including he reinstated the Levitical musicians and rededicating the temple, overturning many years of abuse by kings who did evil in the eyes of the Lord, including his own father, Ahaziah. He did not only renew the covenant with the Lord, but he also called upon the Levites to recommit themselves to the Lord and carefully spelled out the duties and responsibilities that they needed to do. The people responded with free will offerings for sacrifice for the priests were swamped, and the Levites had to help with the activities in the temple to get them back on track. Hezekiah turned to reunification and invited Ephraim and Manasseh to Jerusalem to participate in the Passover. And after Jerusalem deliverances, Hezekiah became ill. The prophet Isaiah had the task of informing Hezekiah that he should set his house in order. He was about to die. Once again, Hezekiah prayed to God for help. God responded immediately, and Isaiah was sent back to relay good news. Hezekiah asked for a sign that would modify the order of creation by shortening the shadow of the sundial, essentially turning back time. The sign was granted, and Hezekiah knew he'd recover. Not only was Hezekiah recovered from his sickness, but he also lived another 15 years. Upon his recovery, Hezekiah recited a psalm of thanksgiving according to Isaiah 38:9-20. So I thank God for Hezekiah, because Hezekiah had a great relationship with God. What kind of relationship do you think that he had with God where he could plead to the God of his life? You know, many of us have idol gods. We can't plead to those. We can't even, you know, sometimes we idol doctors. We can't idol a doctor. We can't idolize, because they are not God. Sometimes they'll tell people they're going to die. They only have 2 months. And guess what? God is the giver of life and the taker of life. He is the only one who knows our end from our beginning. He knows the day that he has chosen for us. So when doctors make those kind of statements and people live long, long lives, it just shows us that man don't know, only God knows. So Hezekiah had that kind of relationship. He turned around and he pleaded and begged with God, Lord, look at all I did for you. Look at how I was obedient to you, Father God, how I loved you with all my heart, soul, and strength. How I did this for you, how I got rid of idol gods. He brought back to God's remembrance all the good he had did. And guess what? It paid off. Because of his relationship with God, Isaiah's life was restored. And not only that, he was healed, and God gave him 15 more years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to our God. Can you ask God for more years? Can he add more years to your life if you have that kind of relationship? Can you say, God, I did this for you in 1975. God, I did that for you. God, I was obedient to you. Can you say that to God? Can you call upon his name? Can you call upon him as your shepherd, as your healer, Jehovah Rapha? Can you call upon him and say, God, I've done all these things in your name. Heal me, God. Help me, O Lord, with my children. Help me, O God, with my finances. Help me, O God, with this trial I'm going through that never seems to end. You can call upon him. He's the Most High God. So we're so blessed today. We are so blessed today, you know, because God hears the cries of the righteous. And not only does he hear, he said, he who made the eye, shall he not see? He who made the ear, shall he not hear? He who made the mind, shall he not think? He's a great God. He knows our very thoughts. You know, every time I think a wrong thought, I say, forgive me, God. Forgive me for thinking like that. When I look upon something I shouldn't, I say, oh, God, forgive me for opening up my eyes to see the wrong thing. Or when I listen to something that I shouldn't, gossip or all these things I shouldn't, I say, Lord, forgive me. And don't you know he's quick to forgive? This morning we have, like I told you before, another beautiful voice of God, Jackie Travis. She is so faithful. I thank God for this woman of God because she's faithful to come on every Saturday. Don't you know she has things to do, but she gives up what she has to do to come on to sing to the glory of God. So she can remind God, don't you remember when I sang for you, I gave you glory? God, don't you remember I did this? Hear my prayers for my family, oh God. And don't you know he's going to hear her prayers? So, Jackie, you ready to sing that other song this morning?
Yes, Lordy. I had such a week. It was something, but it turned out to be so nice. I can't do nothing but thank the Lord and tell him I need him. I need him. I need him. I need him, Lord. But I'll sing this song. Ooh, I've been down there trying to listen. I'm ready. I need thee, oh. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless, oh, Lord Jesus, me now.
Thank
my
you,
Savior, I come to thee. Lord, I need you, Jesus.
Yes.
I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. Now, my Savior, I come to thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you. We do need the Lord. He created us. We can't do without him. He's more than our skin to us. He lives in us. We created in his image. We need the Lord. And, you know, sometimes he lets us know we need him.
Bless, Lord Jesus.
Let us know that we need him. We in situations we can't find no way out. Who are we going to call on? We could call on our mother, our father, our sister, our brother, our grandma, our friends. They can't help us. Some situations we get in, don't you know only God can help? Like Abraham tried to help God. But that wasn't God's plan. We have to stick with God's plan.
Yes, Lord.
We see the gospel. Oh, great and mighty things are going to happen. So I thank God
thank
for
you.
His plan. And he didn't just put us here to leave us. He has a plan for our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Well, God is a great God. He created so many wonderful people. Our next speaker is the author of Grandma's Helper. She's the author of Abundant Life and the author of the 23rd Song and Animal Talk. She is the founder of Positive Confession School Ministry that believes the Word of God and confesses it until it comes to pass. She is going to talk to us briefly from the Word of God and encourage us in the most holy faith. Good morning, Sister Helena Thomas.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
All right. Oh, just fine. And I'm just overwhelmed with the blessings of God on your program. Everybody is just so wonderful how the Spirit of the Lord is flowing through them. And I just
give
the glory for each participant that he is blessed to be on your program because it's really anointed of God. And I thank God today as I come forth today, and I want to share just a little because time is running out, and make it brief, but just to get to the point of what I know God is doing in my life. You know, some recently, I would say, since I've been over here, I'm living across the river from where I was because I'm one of the persons that went in the Katrina crisis. And I was reading through the Psalms one day, and because I was trying to read it quickly because I borrowed someone else's Bible because it has a different translation, and I was trying to hurry and read it so I could give it back. And before I finished reading it, when I got to about Psalm 120, the Lord spoke to me, and he said that the churches are not praying for Jerusalem like they should. And when I realized that, which I never thought of it in that manner before, it is a fact. When Christ was born, he came out of Bethlehem. And all of Christianity really stems from out there in Jerusalem. And if the Bible says, pray for Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. And I realize more about Jerusalem now than I ever have. Now I have a listening ear when they speak about Jerusalem on the news and all. I pray for them. And I feel the need to, wherever I go, to tell everyone to pray for Jerusalem. Because Jesus wasn't born in the United States. He was over there. And that's where Christianity stems from. So we should always reach out in prayer. Like that, I'm sure you all have heard the words, don't forget the bridge that carries you over. And that's over in Jerusalem. So let us all be mindful to pray for Jerusalem. And so we shall prosper that lovely. So I wanted to bring that out to you. And you know, some time ago when I was in prayer and reading my Bible, I read a scripture in the Bible that says to come and offer, go, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. And I realize that each day when I pray, I'm going into the courts of the Lord. And I don't have to necessarily be in the church house to be in the God's court. Because I don't wait till Sunday to go to church to speak to the Lord or pray. My church starts, because really our church is in us. Our church is in us. We go to the house of worship, but our church is in us. And so, you know, as I begin my journey now, I decided that I would get me a Monty's jar. In fact, I have two jars. One, and I have the scripture printed on it. And at the top it says offering. And if I have a penny or a dollar or a nickel, whatever, I started this before Katrina when I was at my house. And I was working at the time, and I would put a dollar, $5, whatever the Lord blessed me, I'd put it in my offering. And then I also have a vacation job, because I never forget Robert Shuler. He said, when you give to the Lord, put another side outside of yourself too, because we deserve to have vacation. The word says that he give us all things liberally to enjoy. So it's not work and nothing else. He wants us to enjoy the things that he's given us. So on my offering bottle, it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. That's Psalm 96, verse 8. And then Psalm 92, verses 13 and 14 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. Remember, we're talking about senior citizens today. And see what it says? They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be flat, fat, and flourishing. Psalm 92, verses 13 and 14. So my confession on that is, and I have it typed in on, and I have it on my, around the mind is joint. It says, I'm bringing forth fruit in old age. I am fat and flourishing. So every day when I come before the Lord, my nickel or dime or dime, whatever I have to give, I put it in there. And what I did years ago, which I still would do now, I wanted to give it somewhere where I felt that the need was great. And that's not tithing. Oh, this is my extra that I'm giving, because I go to the Lord every day. This is my Jesus offering on a daily basis. So every nickel, every dime, every dollar has Jesus on it. Hallelujah. So there was a church when I was before Katrina that's just falling down. It's so dilapidated. And so I proposed in my heart, when I filled that job, I was going to give that to that church. And when I filled it up, I brought it to them. And they were so happy to get it. And so I started again. And then as time went on, I really got with Katrina, was in Katrina's crisis. I forgot about what I was doing. But the Lord reminded me, since I've been all the way from Katrina. In fact, he reminded me this year what I used to do, how I'd bring an offering and come into his courts. Because we go every day to the Lord. We don't wait till Sunday, every day. And it says, bring an offering. So if you have just a penny, you're giving an offering to the Lord. And it's a Jesus offering. So anyway, so I started it again. And then I started my vacation job. Now, this is good for anybody out there that has money. I want them to hear these scriptures and hear them well. And this is what it says on the vacation job. 1 Timothy verses 6 and 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us all richly, all things richly to enjoy. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. That's my confession. Now, Psalm 37, verse 25, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. Now, you know, in Psalm 6, verses 1 Timothy 6 and 17, you know, a lot of times money can get your mind so excited that you're not using wisdom about the wise use of it. And, you know, it can flee away. It just like you have it, can go. I've heard of millionaires becoming millionaires overnight, and in a year's time, they broke. So you have to really go before God in all things and ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be wise stewards of the money that he entrusts into your care. So I just wanted to bring that out for those that may be off and to the wrong way of using wise judgment about the money that God entrusts into their care. Now, I see where the time is just about over 9 o'clock, so I won't be able to get into the things that I wanted to speak about. But
no, you have, Elena.
Huh?
You have about 5 more minutes. Go ahead.
5 more minutes? Oh, all right. Okay. All right, then. Well, I wanted to bring about sand blessings of God. That's what I really wanted to bring a message to you about, sand blessings of God. And over in Psalm 139, I'd like you to, starting at verses 14, Psalm 139, through verses 18. All right, this is, I'll read it. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Now, do you know when we were made in the lowest parts of the earth, even before we were formed, did you know God could see us down in the earth? He could see every last one of us down in the earth. His all-seeing eye could see us down in the dust of the earth. And then it goes on to say 16, thine eyes, see my substance.
Go ahead, Sister Lynn. I'm going to take care of that.
Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned when yet there was none of them. See, it was already fashioned down in earth, folks. Down in earth, he could see us already made, created. That's the power of God. How precious, verses 17. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than the sand. When I wake, I'm still with thee. Can you imagine that? Think of all the sand in the whole world. All the thoughts that God has about each one of us. If each one of us could hold a handful of sand in our hands right now, we could not think of enough thoughts about our own self. Good thoughts. There's no way we could think about thoughts of our own self in a handful of sand. But look at the great big God. His thoughts toward us is more than the sand. Picture all the sand in the world. Think of the thoughts that he has toward us. They're more than the sand. And it says, and you know when we think about his thoughts, that's more than the sand. You know what he also says in Jeremiah 29th chapter, verses 11 through 13, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search me with all your heart. So you see the blessings and the peace that God has toward us. He wants us to know that he's with us every step of the way. And as he's with us every step of the way, I want you to think on Matthew 14, verses 14 through 21. Here it says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And do you know what? That shows right there that God is in the multiplying business. The multiplying business. He showed me that years ago when I was reading this scripture. He knows how to multiply. When you give your offering, he knows how to multiply. You see, because you're giving out of your heart. And he said, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So God knows how to multiply. He's in the multiplying business. And when they all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. So you see, when God multiplies, he's not a stingy God. He still has some left over. Take, for instance, if you cook a pot of red beans and you eat a plate out of them, you still got a whole pot left. You got plenty of red beans left. Well, God is the same way. He's in a multiplying business. And I can remember one time when I was young, and my mother used to feed a poor man across the street from our house. He was old, and we were little young children, six of us. And one day when she said, was feeding him, she said, "I don't have enough to feed my children," she said, "but I'm going to feed this man anyhow." And the more she dipped out, was just time to feed us, the more came back in the pot. God multiplied my mother's pot. I'll never forget she told us about that. My mother's gone to be with the Lord now. She died at 93, but she told us that story, how God multiplied the food in her pot because she gave out to others. So I want to encourage you all, don't worry about the depression. Don't worry about the economy, what they're saying. Put your thoughts higher with God's word, because God's word lets you know that he said, "I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." So if he could feed 5,000 men, besides women and children, he certainly hasn't ran out the supply today. So be encouraged in the name of Jesus. He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elena. Same blessings of God. God is in the multiplying business was her message. Same blessings. You know, when we give to others, God is going to turn around and give to us. Not with the thought in mind, if I give, you know, God, uh-uh. But just for the sake of giving, because the Lord asked us to give. You know, when we see people hungry, you know, Lord said, "Where did you see me hungry and you fed me not?" So we got to learn. Where did you see me in prison and you didn't visit me? When did you see me sick and you didn't help me? So we got to take care of, you know, we're his hands and feet and his eyes. He uses us. He lives within us. And so when he puts something in you good to do, do it, because that's God motivating us. So I thank you, Sister Elena. And she said to pray for Jerusalem. We have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and as Lord leads us. So thank you so much for that message. I really appreciate it. All right, it is prayer time on Bible Story Land, and I'm asking you to call in, press 1 if you need prayer this morning. So call in if you need prayer. Press 1 if you need prayer. Evangelist Brenda Lombard is going to be praying with us this morning. So call in for your prayer needs. I'm listing up my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, my family, me. And you call in with your request. All right, press 1 if you need prayer. We're still waiting. All right, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sandra Lombard, and I need prayers. The Lord had me something to tell my pastor, and I told him, but I just need prayers, you know.
Okay.
But, yes.
All right, thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, hold on. Good morning, 504. You're on the air. You need prayer?
Yes, I need prayer from Lily, Uncle Robert, and Linda.
All right. How you doing this morning, Linda?
Doing fine.
All right. Thank you for being on from New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Press 1. I'm waiting. We're waiting for you to call in with your prayer request. All right, we're still taking prayer requests. If you want to press 1. Okay, all righty, we're going to start prayer. If there are no more prayer requests. And if you still think of one while we're praying, you can press 1 and we'll take yours next. All right, how are you this morning, Sister Brenda?
I'm doing great, Sister Caritha. I take great pleasure and great pride in praying for the prayer requests on this morning. God bless everyone in our listening audience on today. Be blessed to the Lord, and may no one tune in to our program and leave the same way that they came. Father God, as Sandra has said and Linda has said on this morning, they're praying for wisdom. And Lord God, we ask that you would give them wisdom. Give Sandra wisdom and strength and courage to go forth and deliver that word to her pastor. And Father God, just go ahead of her today and prepare the way so that when she goes to church on Sunday, that his heart will be prepared to receive the word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, all of the other people in the radio listening audience that has a word for anyone, we ask that you would go ahead of them and prepare the way, because so many times God gives us words of wisdom, words of knowledge to share and impart to other people. And we're a little bit apprehensive about doing this, but I was taught that as we go forth and as we do what thus saith the Lord, as we give them the word of encouragement, as we give them the word that God has told us to give to them, then give it to them, and the consequences are not on us. The consequences are on them. Father God, I lift up Linda's uncle, Robert, and I lift up neighbors and Aunt Mildred, whom we miss on today on our program. She's always favors us with a beautiful selection. Father God, continue to strengthen her, continue to encourage her. She and Mavis, and give Mavis more wisdom on how to care for her mom as well as Linda, Daddy God. Strengthen those people, Daddy God. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity, not only from them, but from all of us who are on program, all of those people who are listening to us on the program this morning, as well as to anyone that might tune us in later on. Father God, as they tune in, we just lose healing in the body, in the mind, in the spirit, as well as in the soul, Father God. And Lord, there's a special prayer request I have on this morning, because I, too, am a member of the senior population. And Lord, teach us to number our days, that as we advance in years, let us be drawn closer to you. Father God, I ask that you give us a hunger, an insatiable hunger for you and for your word. Let us begin to become like Job, esteem the words of God more than his necessary food. Father God, let us read at least one verse of scripture every day of our lives. And Father God, as we advance in years, I pray that we will begin to think about our legacy, not so much in monetary possessions, not so much in worldly goods, but what will our neighbor, our next-door neighbor, have to say about us when our life is over? What type of life do we leave before them? What will our family members say when we are no longer present? Will they remember us for doing good things? What will our church members and our pastor have to say? Are the people at work? Are the people at play? What will these people have to say about us when we're gone? Father God, let those that are older members of the population begin to impart whatever wisdom that we have to our younger generation. They need us. They need us. Father God, just let us begin to take our time with grandchildren, nieces and nephews and neighbors, and Father God, just encourage them. Oh, you can do this, you can do that. I love you. Go to school. Whatever it is that we can do for the younger generation to impart words of wisdom, words of encouragement and love. Let us strive every day to do it. And then, Lord, something that you told me that you want me to do, that is to call up the younger members of my family and bless them, Father, those that are saved amongst the senior population. Have you ever thought about, instead of staying at home all alone, or, you know, you and your husband are there alone, get on the phone. Call up your younger members of your family and just bless them. If God has given you a knowledge as to what the children are going to be, maybe a pastor, or maybe they'll tell you, I want to be a farmer. Well, then call them up and encourage them and pray. Pray for them. And I would like to give everyone in the radio listening audience some scriptures to stand on. If you have a pen and paper, will you take these scriptures down, please? And one is found in Ephesians chapter 3. And it begins around verse 14 on through 21. Pray that prayer daily. And then the other one is found in Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 1. It begins around verse 9 through 14. Pray those prayers. The strongest prayers that you can pray is the word of God back to him, because it's written in the book of Psalms, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Remind God of the promise that he has made to each and every one of us. Lord, I pray that you give us a hunger and a thirst to be found in your presence, and that we as seniors, we would look for opportunities to bless someone every day of our lives. This is my daily prayer. Lord, make me and each family member a blessing to someone as we pass along today. From the oldest in our family, the oldest member of our family, even down to the smallest child, give us someone that we can smile or wave to, or give a word of encouragement to, or lead to the Lord, or restore the backslidden back to the fold. God, make the senior population a blessing every day of our lives. Send us someone along our pathway that we can encourage, we can be a blessing to, until the day we come to stand before you in glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Good morning. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Thank you for the privilege of praying, Sister Caritha.
Amen. I thank God for those prayers. You know, prayer is the key. It's the answer. God answers our prayers. Otherwise, and you know what prayer is? It's just a conversation with God. You could be doing the dishes, and you say, God, I hear an ambulance. I lift up those people who are riding in the ambulance workers and the people on the gurney, Lord God. I ask you to touch their bodies right now, Lord God. The fire, when you hear the fire truck, you can say, Lord, wherever they're going, Lord God, let it not be an emergency, Lord. Let nobody be harmed in a fire, oh God. You know, if somebody's, you pass in a hospital, you can say, Lord, touch the people in every bed, in every room in the hospital, oh God. Heal their bodies, oh God. Or you can see children walking down the street. You can say, Lord, give them longevity. Protect those children. Hide them under the shadow of your wings. It's just a conversation that we have with God. And, you know, excuse me, that is truly a privilege to be able to have a conversation with our God, because all people don't know God yet. Everybody don't know God, so they don't have that privileges of praying for their families, of praying for their children, of praying for the President of the United States. You know, when you open the newspaper and you see all these tragedies, you can pray for those families where tragedy has struck. There's so much. I mean, the Bible says pray without ceasing. So we can pray all day and still never run out of things to talk about with God. So prayer is the key. Is there anyone who has a brief testimony or something you'd like to share this morning? Someone, you know, maybe you haven't said anything, or somebody who has something on your heart. Maybe you're afraid to press 1. Just take a chance and do it anyway. You know, put your strength in, ask God to give you strength to come on there. Sometimes people have things they want to share, but they may be afraid to say them. Ask God to give you the courage and the strength to say what's in your heart. Sometimes your heart is beating fast and you want to share something. Ask God to help you, give you strength to say what it is you want to say. All right, you're on the air, 904. You wanted to say something this morning, 904-343. Good morning.
Oh, that's me, Jackie.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
That
this week I was praying and fasting and praying, asking the Lord, because I was just so tired and just getting bound down. And I was like, Lord, please help me, because these people are abusing me, and I'm trying to do the best I can. And they was complaining, and everybody was upset, and it was this thing and that thing and all. I was like, Lord, you know what? I need a break. So I'm going on vacation, you know, not this weekend, but the next weekend, I'm going on vacation. But anyway, I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I just need you to help me, because I was having a problem with two of my little ladies. One was saying I was too happy. I think I was just, she said, I was too hyper. But what happens is I go to see a 102-year-old lady. When I leave her, we singing and praising the Lord and hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We having a good time. Then when I get to the other lady, I'm real hot. I'm happy. I'm hyper. I'm hyped, you know. So that right there was getting on her nerves, and I didn't realize that. Because when I come in, I ask how she's doing. Oh, well, I said, well, I feel good. I feel good. That's there. But anyway, I was just so tired and bowed down. So anyway, I was just saying, Lord, I need something different. So I said, I'm so tired of ripping and running and going across town and doing this and doing that. So the Lord, I said, Lord, I need you to do something. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know you're going to do something. I don't know what it's going to be. When I tell you he moved so fast, I couldn't even hardly turn around from saying it. I said it on Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday, it was like the lady from the office called and said, Jackie, I have a project for you. I think you'll be great. Working for with a woman from 7 to 3 in one spot.
Amen.
I was like, thank you, Lord. I wanted to just do what? I wanted to do a cartwheel. I wanted to do a split. I said, Lord, I wish I could just get out of this car. Just, woo! I was just about to take the roof off the car. I was so happy. I was just like, thank you, Lord. You just don't know how those little bitty things that, like you say, just talk to God like in a conversation. Just tell him and ask him what it is that you want. And just talk to him and say, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you now. You know, I need you to move some things. I need some things to happen in my life, Lord. I know you'll do it, Lord. I know you said if I ask in your name, you'll grant it. And he will. And that was just my testimony to say, Lord, I thank you for just moving in my life just that quickly. You
amen.
Know, things are happening. Yeah, because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get this money to go out. I need some more money. I need more money to go out of town. And he just laid it. Ooh, I was so, thank you, Lord.
I know that's
my
right.
testimony. I just thank the
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. That was an awesome testimony. I mean, you know, he made the ear, Shelly. Now, here, he hears our prayers. You know, sometimes you wonder what you're talking about. He hears everything. You could be,
Lord.
Somebody in Africa could be talking to God. Somebody in China could be talking to God. Somebody in America could be talking. All the continents could be talking to God at the same time. Don't you know he's greater than we can even think or imagine? He hears every one of them all at the same time, and he don't even get their names mixed up. He said, oh, that's my daughter Jackie. That's my daughter Caritha. That's my daughter Mildred Brown. That's my daughter whatever, Brenda. You know, whatever it is, your name is, he knows your name. He hears your prayers. You could be walking down the street and praying to God. You know, sometimes, you know, I guess people probably wonder, was she talking to herself? I don't be on the cell phone. I be talking to God. No, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to my Father. Lord, I thank you for the sunshine. Lord, I thank you for the rain.
Yeah.
Y'all press one now. Come on. I know y'all got things you want to share with us this morning. Press one. If you're already on, speak. I get excited talking about the goodness of God because he's so good to us. I remember, you know, once I was on my bed of affliction. I mean, I was so sick, I could hardly hold my head up off the pillow. And a friend of mine told me, she said, read the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven. She told me to read it 50 times a day. And I used to make those little tally marks, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1 across. I'd do it 25 in the morning, 25 in the evening. And I just surrendered to God. I said, Lord, I don't know what you want to do with me. I don't know if you want to take my life or save my life, but it's yours. And don't you know I started to heal? He's a great God. Not only does he heal, I can remember a time when it was raining and raining and raining in New Orleans. I mean, it rained Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day it was raining. So I was going to have some people over for my 50th birthday, and I wanted it to be in the yard. And one day I just said, Lord, don't let it rain that Friday and that Saturday, because I want to have, you know, celebrate my birthday in honor of my mom for 50 years. So don't you know, I didn't even think about it anymore. It rained Sunday, it rained Monday, it rained Tuesday, it rained Wednesday, it rained Thursday. Don't you know it didn't rain Friday and Saturday, the days I asked him? And I didn't even think about it when it was not raining. But the next day I said, oh, my God, you heard my prayers. And don't you know that next day it rained, too, after that Sunday. It's rained all over again. He's in the prayer answering business. And sometimes, you know, if your children cutting up, you can say, oh, your grandchildren, Father, put peace in this child. Put peace in this child. Don't you know he's going to do it? You don't have to worry. He answers prayer. Even when you think he ain't listening, you think sometimes your prayer's going to the ceiling, but they're going to heaven, reaching his throne. Anybody else? Press 1. Kind of quiet this morning. All right, somebody press 1. Hallelujah. Just a second, please.
Hello.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air, 323. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Bernard Hayes from Los Angeles, California. Sister Helena Thomas, that's my sister. And I just want to thank her from telling us about this ministry, because it really is an inspiration to me and my wife. We really enjoy this program. This is our second weekend. Matter of fact, she called us up early this morning to remind us to tune in, which we were sleeping, and I'm so grateful that she did. And I also wanted to say something to Brenda Lundberg. That's a longtime friend of ours. I can remember her bringing her home in the night watch years ago, and I hadn't heard her voice in quite a number of years, and I just wanted to say hello to her.
Don't
and want to let you know that I'm going to continue listening to this program, my wife and I. We really enjoy it.
Amen. Well, Brother Hayes, we are so happy to have you on. Your sister,
you.
Sister Lena, is a blessing to us. And I talked to your wife a few weeks ago, and you know what? They had to get up early. When it's 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock your time, it's 6 o'clock their time.
Right,
so
right.
I thank God for you pressing your way to get up early to be on Bible Storyland. God bless
right.
you and your wife, Brother Hayes.
You know, every morning from 5 days a week we normally listen at Klepto Dollar.
Okay.
And on Saturday he's off. So sometime I would get up in the morning and I tune it in, but then my wife said, you know, today is Saturday, he's not on. So I'm so grateful that this program, this ministry is on Saturday, so we have a 6 day, you know.
Amen.
I
thank the Lord for you all listening. I appreciate
right.
that.
And I want to
all
tell
all right, caller, you on the air. Jackie, is that you?
Oh, yeah, I was just getting back on the air. Someone called me, and I was trying to get back. I got to go. Yeah,
all right.
I already gave my testimony. Whew.
Okay, anybody else? Testimony. Have any words you want to express? They're letting us know we have about 90 seconds left on the program.
All right.
I want to leave you. Wait, there's someone else. Hold on 1 second, okay. Just a minute. Good morning, my sister from New Orleans. How are you? Glory Dean?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
All right, we got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I had to tune off a while, but I'm glad I came back in, and I thank God for hearing Helene's brother, Bernard. Hadn't heard from him in a while, too. So, I didn't get a chance to hear everybody, but I heard part of everything. But I just thank God everything that I heard was beautiful. And this is citizen time, and we just thank God for everything, the testimonies and all. And we as senior citizens, I'll be 75 next week. So
amen.
I just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Woo,
that we're yet growing and we're yet bearing the fruit at an old age. And we yet
ma'am.
Have things to do for the Lord. So God bless you, Caritha. You're doing a beautiful job. Beautiful job.
I thank you for being on from New Orleans. Hallelujah. All right, I want to leave you with this thought this morning. I leave you with this quote from David that he said about Jesus in Acts 2:25. I always see the Lord in front of me. I cannot be moved because he is by my side. That is why my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also rests securely because you do not abandon my soul to the grave or allow your Holy One to decay. You make the path of life known to me. In your presence, there is complete joy. I tell you what, David was, he was such an anointed man of God, and he stayed close to God. You know, he sinned against God just like we do, but he repented. In Psalm 51, he says, have mercy upon me, O God, for I have sinned against you. And don't you know God forgave him and he still forgives us when we sin against him? He knows we're human and we're subject to sin, but not deliberately. But we want to, sometimes we don't know. But we ask God to forgive us. I just thank God this morning. And I bless each of you. I want you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you. I look forward to talking with you next Saturday. Next Saturday is going to be Family Day on Bible Storyland, so I look forward to you tuning in on Family Day. So, as I said, I love you, and I look forward to talking to you next week, same time, on Bible Storyland. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Anybody else have anything to say before we, people are hanging up as I speak, so you can hang up whenever you choose. But I thank you for being on. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And I'll keep lifting up my Aunt Mildred in prayer and my cousin Mavis. And my family, your family, we have a lot to talk to the Lord about. Just talk to him as you're walking around the house. All right, people are beginning to hang up. So whenever you choose, you can go ahead and hang up. All right, hold on 1 second. Good morning, Aunt Mildred, Mavis. Good morning. Hello, Mavis. And Mildred, you're on the air. Okay, you press 1, but I can't hear you. Your phone may be on mute or something. I can't hear you. One of my friends is on from Ohio. I appreciate that. Thank God for you. All right, you can go ahead and hang up whenever you like.